We are back, guys, again. I feel like this intro needs to help. You can't just be, you know, dipping and leaving.
You have time. But your intros are fire. You have the most fire intros. Whatever anyone says.
I feel like you should be the one who's apologizing to our
Yes, guys, I apologize. Okay. We had a guest and we had a podcast recorded. And is this the point people say technical issues?
Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. I thought I had it. I thought I'm the Rambo of the audio world, but I was not.
Clearly.
Was not. Yeah. So hopefully we will get to re-record that episode and the feelings will be the same and they will come out the same. But until then, here's us apologize. Okay, here's me, Hillary.
Thank you.
Apologize. I genuinely apologize.
Apology accepted from my end. But that's the reason why we were not posting, because I know I'd said we are back and I really wanted us to be consistent. But sometimes things happen. And now that I think about it, that episode was not really well structured. So at least now we'll have more structure and that flows. And that, sometimes, you know, we just wake up and we're like, okay, let's talk about this. And we let it flow. But I've realized we actually have to take time on some episodes. And actually, I feel like I've repeated myself.
Yeah, because some topics are very topical. I generally wish we were, well, we are a very topical podcast per se, and we do need direction. If we were just random, you know, Nicki Minaj, Harry Styles did this, you know, it would just be going around in circles, collecting.
Why are you bringing Nicki Minaj?
I'm sorry.
When Hillary starts talking about other things, just know, he's either nervous or anxious.
I am. Okay, let's continue. What are we talking about today?
Which leads us actually to our topic for today, and that is anxiety with growing up. As we're filming this, it's actually August, but I feel like by the time this episode goes up, it's going to be September already, and we are both September babies. We are both Virgos, you know? And we are both turning big asses. According to those are big ass ages. We are getting older.
I feel the internet, now where we are, the internet has a way of making you feel older than you are. Somebody was like, I'm turning 25, but in internet years, I'm like 38. And I'm like, I felt that.
Then what does that make me? If you are turning 25 and you feel like you're 38, what about me?
Oh my God. Like, I feel social media has reached a point where you feel you've been alive forever. Because you see everyone doing everything. And it's kind of crazy.
You know, I think social media actually has played a very big part feeling anxious about growing up. I think it's also because we are seeing so many personalities, internet personalities, making it big at such young ages. I think for me, that's one of the biggest reasons of why I feel so anxious to grow up. I'm seeing people like Dixie and Charli D'Amelio. These are big TikTok stars who are very young, below 20. Let's just say that. And they're making big money. They're literally just dancing on TikTok and making money from it. And here I am. My big age, struggling.
You have danced on TikTok though.
Yes, I have also tried to dance on TikTok. It's true. I do have a TikTok page, but it's for fun.
You've danced on TikTok without the major Charli financial gain. Because it's crazy. It's crazy. Like, you see people and you're like, guys, I'm 21. You know, I've taken an off year. Business has been good. I'm traveling all over the world. You're like,
what are you saying?
What?
What do you mean?
What? Somebody's like, I've taken a gap year. I'm just going to travel, see how the world is. And then come back when I'm like 22 or 23. And then, you know, like continue. And you're like, I am somewhere in my 20s, not early. And it's kind of anxiety inducing because
I've
just
not figured out anything.
Yeah,
because you're here 21.
You're scrolling
talking about
TikTok.
Taking a gap year.
You're scrolling TikTok. You're scrolling Reels. It's
you're scrolling if you're scrolling YouTube.
Oh, it's
you're just seeing people actually like making it at a very young age, and you start questioning yourself, which I think you just can't run away from it.
No matter how hard you try,
this internet, you can't. You really can't run away from it. It's a bit crazy. Even from YouTube, you see people like, "Oh my God, guys, I passed home. The person is 21 or 19." Or, "Oh my God, guys," or like on TikTok, there are so many like small businesses that really take off. Like,
yeah,
you see a teenager. Like, I saw one for a teenager who started, like, a, what is it called? This thing that you don't like to play with.
Slime.
Slime, yeah.
The slime millionaire. Yeah, I've seen her too.
And
yeah,
now she's a millionaire and she's a teenager. Like, how crazy is that?
She's like, my dad is holding on to my cash till I turn 18. And you're like, what?
What? What are you talking about?
My dad only held on to my trauma. What do you mean your dad is holding on to your cash? It's kind of, I don't know. And I feel that's one thing, like, as an adult, that gives you anxiety. And it's not really something you can explain to, like, if you have, like, older siblings, or if you have your parent and being like, oh, I am depressed because I feel I'm not getting anywhere in life. They're just going to be like, nijuko kwa simu. It's because you're on the phone the whole day.
It's true.
You're not making anything of your life. Yeah. And oh my God, like, and sometimes you just don't have anything to do. You've woken up in the morning, you've taken an hour to apply for jobs that you have applied. You have cleaned your mother's house, or your father's house, if you're still living there. You're 26, you're 27, and you're just like, okay. You have your degree, and you're just like, when there's nothing much you can do except to be on your phone at some point. There is.
Plus, people are making money from just being
on their phones also, right? So you're just like, okay. But the more you keep scrolling, doom scrolling, is that what people call it?
I don't even know.
Yeah, the more you're doom scrolling, just going through every social media, and you're just like, okay, I need to be doing more. But at the same time, your anxiety is like, what is more?
What more can you do?
What more can you do?
Also, the good thing about social media is that it lets you know that you're not alone.
Yeah.
Feeling this thing. You just see somebody tweeting like, oh my God, what am I doing with my life? I feel like time is running out. I don't know what's next for me. Because we all have this big dreams and big hopes, which also have been kind of affected by social media.
True.
So you want to achieve all these big things, to do all these things, but you feel like time is running out. Tukowengi. I know we are so many people in this same boat, and you're not alone. Just know you're definitely not alone. And unfortunately, I know some people usually like, oh, then take time off social media, or you just need to go for therapy, or, you know, everyone has this guide or something to tell you on how to get over it. But it's not that.
It really is.
Unfortunately. Because you're telling me take time off social media, and that's my work. How am I going to take time off social media? It's not possible.
It really isn't.
Or even if you are not really on social media, but you have your friends. You have your family. Your cousin is younger than you, making more money, making big moves.
And it's
now
like,
go home.
Yeah, but because it's not like you don't have the same ambitions. It's not like, but I feel bad for like adults who've tried, but it's just not worked out. You know, somebody will say, I put like 50,000 into this business and it didn't pay off. But yeah. Somebody else put like 500,000 into a business and it didn't pay off. But at the same time, those are people giving it everything they had. You know, and it's just kind of crazy because you're like, okay, because you start questioning, mom, dad, why weren't you stealing?
Yeah, or you start like blaming it on your parents. Yeah. Like, I would have been in such a good place.
A good place if my parents had worked hard. Because, you know, like, have you like reached a place where you are like, I wish things were different, but not for me, like for my parent. If things were better for my parent, then things would be better for me.
Of course, I think all of us go through that. You know, like, why was my mom not like an MP? You know, I know I'd be living a good life, or I know people who have like inherited big family businesses. Mm-hmm. Literally after uni, they already have a job. Everything is set out for them. Not that I'm saying things are easy, because I know so many people who don't really want to go that route and want something on their own. That's when I realized like our problems are really deep. Yeah. And I feel like we always told to, you know, try to be compassionate to everyone. But once you've gone through some things, you're just like, sasa wewe. Ni nini unasema? What are you trying to say? Is that what's troubling you? It's hard for people to, it's usually hard for me to put myself in that, you know, mentality of thinking everyone has problems, bigger problems than me. But I don't know. It's crazy trying to be like selfless and think of others. that's what I'm trying to say. I have felt like maybe if my mom had a different life, I would have had a better life. But then now I feel like the pressure is on me now. Like, what am I building? There's also that pressure. You start putting the same pressure that you are thinking about your parent is what now you're putting on yourself. Because you also don't want your child to suffer. You know what you've been through. Now you're thinking about your child.
But because it's something like a lot of adults are thinking right now, they're like, do I want to bring a child in this economic state? And then, you know, like some adults you meet, they're like, I am very pro kids. I want kids. I've met someone who says, like, genuinely, if I had the financial backing, I'd have 6 kids in this economy. But again, that's the word, financial. And somebody is like, it gets me so anxious and in a spiral thinking, what do I have to offer a child? You know, like somebody's like, genuinely, what? But maybe some people can't. Some people do take good care of themselves or that, you know. And I don't know if our parents are going to be those parents who are like, okay, you're getting old, your ovaries aren't, you know, and that's just another adult anxiety you have. But mostly now, I think because of the internet, girls, you have been given that anxiety where it's like, if you don't have kids by 35, your eggs are going to go bad.
Yeah, there is that, but I feel like that's mostly from men just being stupid on the internet about, oh, you're getting old. They always bring getting old, independent, and children as a way to bring women down. I think, like, for us women at this time and age,
mm-hmm.
we are more open. Oh. We are more independent. We mm-hmm. can make... Having children does not have the same magnitude that it had a long time ago. Thankfully. Which, we actually talked about this, guys, on a previous topic, which is... What's the name of that topic? What did we say?
Get a dog. Yes.
Where we talked about the way most of us are now deciding not to have children. And also, I'm also realizing it's also the pressure of growing up yourself. You feel like you do not have enough, you know, take care of this child and bring this child up. You don't want a child to suffer at the end of the day. No?
Yeah, it's kind of...
But I've seen here, there's actually a name
mm-hmm.
of a fear of growing or aging. It's called gerascophobia.
That
That's G E R A S E O P H O B I A. It's a fear of growing or aging.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's good to know we're not alone. I'm so happy to know that I'm not alone in this.
The other anxieties that come with like being like a young. Are we young adults? Can we call ourselves young adults?
Yeah, I guess we're young adults.
Although
I feel like I'm now a mature adult at this point.
What is the difference between a young adult and a mature adult?
I don't know.
Making friends. It's very... Okay, for me personally, I will say it's very anxiety-inducing because my friends now have been my friends between, give or take, 20 years ago to like 7 years ago. And I don't know if in this time and age, I would just walk up to someone and be like, you know what, let's be friends. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel this so much because...
It's just like dating.
Yeah, it's just like dating. And you're just looking for a friend. Because I know some people are like, oh, you know, guys just meet and, you know, hit things off. But I've realized that it was... As you get older, you're like, okay, I don't know where this man is at. You know, you're like, let's have a beer or something. And that's about, you know, you just don't know where. And I know it kind of sucks. Like, the first thing you think about is, I need to drink alcohol with this other man for us to bond or something, you know. But I don't know. It's also very anxiety-inducing that I have to go up and... Because people are like, you should network. Networking is sort of have been put like you dropping your business card on someone, you know,
yeah,
in the hope they will and call.
It's not like that anymore.
Yeah, but making friends... Because now I've realized, like, people make friends around communities where people are like, oh, I'm in this Land Rover group, you know. We normally go out of Nairobi once in a while to, like, you know, just explore the outdoors with our cars. So that's, like, sort of community which creates friendship. But I don't know, like, just walking up to someone and be like, you know what, let's be friends. But you've gotten friends recently. So how has that been?
But it's just like you said,
mm-hmm.
you find... people in the site of, let's say, in the community that you're in, because
mm-hmm.
the friends that I've made recently are all from content creation space. So it's easy for me that way. We have so much in common already. But I feel like if you're not in the content creation space, it's still hard. It's still hard for, I know I can't make friends outside content creation. I know. Because also things have become very political.
True.
You want to make friends with somebody, maybe they're homophobic and you don't stand for that.
Yeah, true.
Maybe they are a male chauvinist, you know? Every time when you link up, they're just talking bad about women. Maybe he beats his wife or his girlfriend. How are you supposed to... And you don't stand for that. Or maybe they're really... Maybe they're an alcoholic. Maybe you don't want to meet up and start drinking.
So basically, finding someone whose values aligned, the older you get, gets a little more difficult.
Because people... pretend outside social media.
No, true.
I would rather people pretend on social media, but outside social media, they're totally different people. And that's scary.
Yeah, because you're like, okay. So we've met. First day, hi. My name is Hillary. Yeah, well, what do you do for a living? I'm a content creator. That pays your bills.
Yeah,
you're not serious. That's not a real job.
That's so funny that you say that because I've seen a TikTok about this creator. She was saying the way she's American. Mm-hmm. She's saying how black women are really underpaid as content creators.
Mm-hmm.
So she said this company reached out to her. They're offering her $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that's not enough because she has 850,000 followers on TikTok.
Oh, damn.
And one of the comments, this lady was like, but I make $1,000 and I work, I don't know from what time to what time. They started clashing. You get it? Like, how can you say $1,000 is little, yet me, the way I get that $1,000 is a very different way. You get, like, there's always going to be that clash.
It generally, like, gives you anxiety because I'm like, okay. Because we're in Africa, generally, through religious and, you know, abide by the Bible. And then you're like, I don't see, like you said, I don't see a problem with gay people. And somebody's like, eh?
Man, what do you mean? How can you say that? You're going to go to hell?
And that just creates like some anxiety. And you're like, okay, how am I going to bond with people who have the same beliefs? You know, like you said, like content creator. And then like, the thing is, as an adult, you need to talk about diverse topics. And some topics are way more uncomfortable than others. Yeah. You know,
and I feel like some topics you have to have really stayed with that person to know whether you can go to that direction or not.
Mm.
But I'm thinking at least we have like, I think also the fact that we have social media, most of us feel like we don't really need like physical friendship.
Yeah.
Most of us feel like we already formed friendships and communities through social media.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes you not want to go out of that. You just want to stay you. And that's why I feel like most millennials we are okay being alone, which is a scary thing.
It is very scary.
It's a very scary thing. But we will get through it. But then I've just remembered you had said the way you feel bad for your friends who have really tried to like build something and nothing seems to be working out.
Yeah.
Even from USIU, you know how many businesses I tried to start. Guys, let me tell you, I have tried to sell clothes. I used to go to Gikomba and bring clothes. And I remember a friend of mine called Sheila. Shout out to Sheila if she's listening. She actually supported me and bought a top. And she came wearing it to school. But I was like, wow, fury. I love it.
Friendship.
I started bringing jewelry. I think she also purchased from me. I remember using my mom's hand as a model for me to take pictures, post on social media. Didn't work out. I don't know where most of that jewelry went. I don't know what happened.
I just wanted to ask.
I don't know.
Why is this jewelry? Because I think we bet around that time.
Yeah. And then the cases. I also tried to sell cases. I gave up. I think I gave up after one day when there's something called Insta Market. So it's like a market for Instagram shop to come together and now sell. It's called Insta Market, a platform for you to now have like a physical way to
sell your things. Yeah.
And I think I only made like two cases that day, and I just got really discouraged. And I tried pushing it, even put my, at that time I'd not really grown on social media, but I still put my name to it, and they didn't move. They didn't move, and that was shattering to me. Like, that was crazy. Like, I feel like I had tried, but then I told myself, you know, I'm young, it doesn't matter. Did it start anything else, really?
The t-shirt.
Oh my god.
The t-shirt.
We started making t-shirts with Hillary. Do you remember?
But you see, the thing is, I wouldn't take any of that back. I don't.
We actually tried to sell t-shirts.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how we started talking about 3D printing with Hillary. Hillary invested money and got a 3D printer. And what do we have to say about that? Do we have much to say? Other than they're just somewhere locked in storage. Nothing. Like that.
I don't know.
I know you'll not take it back, but it kind of drains you.
Yeah, it does.
Because you're growing up, you're trying all these different things. You're trying to find other sources of income and nothing
is throwing ugali at the wall to see if it will stick.
And it's not sticky. It discourages you.
No.
Like you're putting yourself out there and nothing is happening.
And then some man or woman will come there with the audacity to tell you, you're not even trying. You're just in the house.
Actually, let's even be real. It's most parents. I think parents are the ones who really discourage their children the most, and they're the ones who really heartbreak their children. If we are being very serious, we are being very honest.
It's kind of crazy because I think we watch too much movies. Mm-hmm. You romanticize, you know, as a teenager, you're like, my mom will be like, you know, we've been very westernized to some point. You're like, oh, my parents will support me through anything. I want to be an actor. I want to be a singer. I want to be a content creator. Mm. My parent will support me and just tell me, you know what, it's okay. I will feed you and I will house you until this picks up.
Mm. You don't know. It's coming with other things.
Oh my goodness.
It's true. You actually, I think for most people, okay, let me just talk about parents. For most parents, they really do think they are actually doing that, you know?
Yeah.
They're just because they're providing a roof and just because they're giving you food, they think that's the support that is needed. That's it. That's all. That's all that's needed. But it's more than that. Yes, you're providing a roof, you're giving me food, but then you're finding me and I'm like, should I speak in English just because of our international audience?
Yeah, because somebody genuinely said, the older you get and you're staying in your parents' house, you have less freedom than you had like as a teenager and stuff to do stuff, because now you're like, I can't even like use a tomato because my parent will just come and be like, don't even buy anything in this house.
Yeah, all you do is eat.
Oh,
all you do is eat. All you do is sleep. Hmm? You should actually be outside the house tarmacking. That's the thing. They still expect you to tarmac during this time.
No one wants you in their office. That's kind of creepy.
Looking like a weirdo.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy. No one wants you in their office at this time and age. And I don't know. It just gets to you.
It gets to you. And I think also maybe, I don't know if parents know what they're doing.
I think in their heads they're encouraging.
But it's really, it adds the anxiety. It just adds to the anxiety of growing up. Mm-hmm. Because now you're also agitated. You're not getting any work. You're seeing your friends have moved out, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
Or maybe even their parents
Do we even get into that?
Or their parents have gotten them a place just for them to stay and, you know, try to build themselves. But you're at home and your mom is on your case.
And
you're doing nothing. Yet you're doing all that.
Go to the countryside and plow the land if you're not doing anything in Nairobi.
And it's so funny, they offer that as an option, which I would gladly take. But which land are you going to plow? Which land is that?
Okay, yes. But you've touched on something, another anxiety as an adult, comparison. And people say it's the thief of joy, but
you can't help it. Unfortunately, you cannot help it.
And people are like, no. You know, everyone has their time. That line of everyone has their time. You're like, when is it going to be my time?
Or they start telling you, oh, I don't know who, their business started taking off at 40 years. I don't want to suffer for 40 years. I don't want to do that. I want to travel when I'm young.
I
want to
be having my midlife crisis wearing skinny jeans at 40.
You know, I do not want to. At 40, that's when they became successful. I'm like, what about my body? Where am I going to wear bikinis, you know, looking all fly? I'm going to add 40. Those things irritate me.
And like, we genuinely understand, like, we have been there, like, at various
What do you
times.
Mean we have been there? We are still there. What do you mean?
There,
like, I'm a woman, Shapita. Love that you're going to struggle by myself and you.
No. We'll use Mr. X. Oh, Mr. X, we've been friends for so long. We graduated on the same day. He's expecting his second child. I'm at my mom's house. It's kind of crazy. This is kind of crazy.
They are married. They have a home. They have children. He's paying school fees, literally. Now, wait.
Oh, my mortgage just got approved. Eh?
What do
you mean? What's a mortgage? What's a mortgage? And that, like, comparison just keeps you up at night. You should not be up at night thinking, comparing. Oh, you should be asleep. But no, you're like, okay.
And you just said about sleeping. You're just there sleeping, having your 8 hours of sleep, and your mom is like, the audacity that you have to sleep.
And you can't even wake up and make me breakfast?
Yeah, you just hear my house sleeping, rotting away.
Oh, my God.
But now that you've said it, you're actually... The advice that's given out there, unfortunately, whether we like it to hear it or not, some of it is actually true.
Like which one?
Like, some things take time.
We?
long. I don't wanna.
We've not reached where we want to reach.
Put that on a t-shirt.
The things we're working towards too. I don't know why that sounds wrong.
Working towards.
The things we're working towards. Most or some of it we've achieved. If you're being honest.
Mm-hmm. If you're being honest.
If I look at my vision board, if I look at even all my failed businesses, my dream was to be independent through content creation.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that I am. It's not where exactly 100% I'd wish to be, but it's paying me well. It's taken years. It's taken us years to get to this point, right?
I'm here trying to hold my breath. Just like the thoughts and the struggles.
It's taken years, but here we are. There was a time I was like, I really need to get this camera. I need to get this equipment. Most of it, we have it, if we're being honest.
We do.
And I also think that one of the reasons why we really get anxious, for some of us, if we get to where we wanted to get to, is social media is still making you feel like it's still not enough. We are also kind of greedy as human beings. You get it, you want more.
You really do.
Because now, even the cameras that we want to get, we are mad. We are just mad people.
Yeah, baby.
Thinking about, of course, you know, you always want to elevate in life. But we are making ourselves not appreciate where we are
or where and we the have journey, been. Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy.
It is.
Because you get to where you want, you find yourself, you're in the same boat with somebody else, but then you find them going higher for some reason. You start comparing yourself, unfortunately. It's always comparison.
It is always comparison. That's what
just makes everything difficult, right?
Very. Because you're just like...
Okay, nimefika, but uli akopale juu. How am I going to get there? Yeah, I need to get there.
And then I think what hurts is like, not even your parents at this point, like people your age with, they're like, okay, you've got it here, but isn't there more you want to do? And you're like,
it's enough. It's enough.
I've opened my Instagram page, guys. It's doing so well. This month I made like 20K. I can't even. Well, why wouldn't you open a shop in town? Eh? Why wouldn't you have a physical shop? And you're like, okay,
yeah.
Just be happy for me fast. You know, just be like, ningekuwa na hiyo pesa yako. If I had the money you have. Oh
yeah, I would have done this and this. Actually, you've only made, let's say me as a content creator and I start a business. They'd be like, oh, you've only made like 10 sales. Have you seen like the other content creator has sold out? Have you seen that? Eh? And all you wanted to do is have enough money to buy stock to start your business. That's what you wanted. That's what you really wanted. But now it's not enough.
Yeah, sometimes just clap for your friends, man. Just clap for your friends. Be like, okay. Yeah. You know, that excitement you had when they made the first sale, when they've progressed, just have the same energy. Don't be like, okay. But nani start, this is the page. This is the business. Started at the same time as you. Why haven't you?
Yeah, but I guess it's also really just the cycle of life.
Yeah.
You always want to do more. You always want to be better. I think it's something that you cannot stop. But I think really basically what we really need to do is to stop. Please, we need to get out of our phones, go touch some grass, and think of where we are from. Because I have personally been in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've just made myself very miserable just from comparing. Yet, I should be very grateful to the amount of hard work we've put and where I am right now. It's like, if I talk to my past self, they will not believe this shit. They'd be like, what? Are you serious? You're able to live, let's say, comfortably from content creation. Like, my past self will not believe it. But here I am doing that, and I'm just here comparing myself to other content creators, already thinking about what's next and not really appreciating where I am, which is what is basically making me miserable. And unfortunately, when you're in the journey of getting to where you want to get, nothing anyone tells you will ever make sense, to be honest. Hillary, how many times did you tell me, oh, don't worry, things are gonna happen, just hold on. I was just like, what are you telling me? What are you saying?
But I get to tell you, I told you so. Once or twice a year or something.
So we're also here to tell you. You might be at a very bad place, or you might be a place where you wanted to be, but you're just thinking about the future.
And that's okay.
And that's okay. It's the cycle of, you always want to be better, you want to be bigger, but we need to appreciate where we are.
We really do.
We really do need to take a step back and be thankful, right?
We really
Gratitude is really important. Otherwise, you'll never be satisfied.
No matter how hard you try.
Hata ukifika Elon Musk, utaanza hata wewe. Oh, I want to go out of the world. I want to go to space.
And please look for happiness for you.
You want to go to space. You're done with us. here on Earth, you want to go to space?
Let's go mess another planet up.
Yes, please. Because it's not enough. What I have is not enough.
And always try to pat yourself on the back.
Yeah, do not wait for other people to pat you on the back. That, I think that's also one of the mistakes that I really used to do. Because so many times I wanted to stop, or I feel like, especially for me in concentration, I feel like maybe my number's not growing as fast, or my work is not getting as much recognition, as much likes, you know, as much views, and it's made me want to stop. But I need to realize I've come from so far. I need to be like, yeah, we did that. I did that. It's me, Kat Candy. I did that. And I think that's something I'll try to help you to just ease the anxiety.
Please do.
Well, what are you going to be doing?
Me? Well, I try to stay more positive than you.
True. Guys, Hilary is one of the most... It's a pessimist.
Optimist. Oh, no. You are deep in that pessimist hole. Oh, my deep. God. Why you want to bundle me with you?
I'm not going to speak.
Yeah, I just try to see positive and try. I generally try to see the best in all the little things we do. When the sun comes out, I'm just usually like, well, it's still saying it's 15 degrees, but the sun, you know, just like, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend I don't have hard days. I do have hard days myself, but, you know, I try to see where I've been. And the older I get, the more I try to appreciate the past and where I was. And that just kind of helps me get through. But again, there are those nights I can't sleep. I'm worrying about the future. I'm happy about the past, but I'm worrying about the future. But the past makes me more happy. And living in the present sometimes, just knowing as much as I try sometimes, there's nothing much I can do. So, yeah.
You always see, you always try to find the best in every situation.
Yeah, not people, just situations. Let's be clear.
That will be another topic for another day.
Yeah.
But he tries to find the best in everything. I also think I need to channel that. Let's all channel positivity. I know you're probably just like, what is this girl saying? What is she trying to say? But trust me, trust us. As we're getting older, I think it's better to be very grounded. And I think that's what we're going to do. We're just going to be grounded, more positive, and have more gratitude. And to keep pushing.
Keep pushing. Always keep pushing.
Always keep pushing.
As a channel says, seek discomfort.
That's why I want to promote Nini, a theory.
Why
are you promoting a theory?
And cut to Apple. I will cut there.
I will cut there. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode has helped you one way or another. I know we are not alone. We hope we have given you some words of encouragement, and we just want you to know you're not alone. We are all in this together. We are all anxious about the future. We are all anxious about getting old, but we have to keep pushing. We need some time off social media. It's important. We need to go touch that grass, okay? We need to be grounded. We need to be grateful. Be grateful that we are still alive. We still have the energy. Okay? The future is ours, okay? Let's just keep doing it. We'll catch you guys in the next episode, and hopefully, it's not going to be next year.
It's gonna be next week. Let's hope.